You know, they were freaked out by it. I mean, they were probably like, oh my god, the Matrix really has me!
My name is Ryan, joined again by Justin Vella.
Justin Vella.
That is your name.
I can identify things.
Hi, Justin. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm Justin. Also, Justin Rao of Guild Press.
Yes. I'm not going to say my name again.
I appreciate that. That's good, because I covered that.
Well, we're not supposed to do that. I thought maybe I read the script wrong.
Yeah, pay attention. Eric Lash of Guru.
Hello.
And what's your name again? And right. Ray Angel of Guild Press.
He's a retard.
That's offensive.
Oh. To you.
To me.
You guys at this point are more regular than we are.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because Mind Fuhrer said today, she said, are you really going to go all that way just to do the podcast? And I said, well,
yes.
We have to because, you know, they're not going to.
That's true.
I said, you know, we're more regular guests than they
it's
are.
It's true. Yeah, at this point, you guys are just full-fledged hosts. You're not really guests. But
it's true.
We appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah. Since you are still guests, how is Guild Press this week?
The server's online. It has a crash.
That's good.
Yeah.
So just to remind people what Guild Press is, because it's been a couple weeks, I think, since we started.
A couple weeks? It's been 1 week exactly, yeah.
You guys didn't say what you were last week.
No,
we just said, like, how's Guild Press? You're like, Guild Press is cool, and we went on.
Yeah, Guild Press is a content management system for guilds and clans, for video gamers. Mm-hmm. That's forked off of WordPress, fully hosted, good to go. Bam.
Cool. And the server is still up.
The server's still online.
As of right now.
And as a matter of fact, we just closed out our last ticket before our 1.0 release. So
nice.
We just have to close that part of track, and we're moving on.
Fantastic. How about the rest of you guys? How was your day? How was your week?
It was fantastic.
You didn't ask me how my week was.
Well, you said the server's up, so I figured it'd be pretty good.
It doesn't mean it was a good week. I mean,
yeah, well,
It's
been good.
How was your week?
It was great.
Please tell me about your week.
It was great hanging out with WP Candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Didn't get much better.
Saw Paranormal Activity too.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Loved it.
Yeah. I had nightmares.
Did you?
But I'm kind of a sissy.
I didn't have nightmares.
You were holding me during the movie.
Aaron and I were pretty close for a good part of the movie.
It was Aaron's second time seeing a movie, too, which, like, he shouldn't be scared anymore. Right?
Right.
He shouldn't be frightened.
You would think.
At one point in the movie, Aaron, like, during the scenes when it's night and there's no sound, mm-hmm. Aaron always chose that time to grab popcorn. And apparently has to chew like this.
It's true.
I was
sitting on the other side of it.
We were the same distance, I think, from him.
Yeah.
I was sitting right beside Aaron and Ryan's on my other side. And so I could, like, Aaron's annoying me over here, and then I could feel Ryan's stare. Like, so I'm like, not even watching anymore. I'm like,
you got to realize, like, okay, it comes down, it's like night number 8. Shows the time.
Right. That's why when I eat popcorn at the movies, I just put it in my mouth and like compress it. Like,
yeah, no,
it
gotta, there's a technique.
Like, I
waited
until
that.
Like the daytime scenes when everybody's talking.
Yeah.
I think it's you now.
That's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, why would he not choose those times? But it was like he specifically waited. He's like, all right, it's getting suspenseful.
I don't want to be scared again.
What's that baby doing? It was a good movie, though.
It was.
It's fun.
Very good.
What did Jessica think? Did she like it?
Yeah, she enjoyed it. She was very scared. She found it very scary.
Not as scared as you were.
No, of course. You know, I don't get scared.
Protect.
No. The scene where the cabinets flew open, man.
You're gonna spoil it for people.
Oh, spoiler. Yeah, but you don't know when it's coming.
That's true.
What that means.
Yeah. But now you do know.
Yeah.
They're there.
Yeah.
Well, on Coldwater Theater, second row up. seventh seat in, there's a stain there. I recommend don't sit there. Okay?
That was
thoughtful. Words of advice.
No, that's good. No, and that covers up for
the spoiler.
Mm-hmm. Good. Right. How are you, Ryan? I guess you're asking everybody else.
Yeah. No, you look left great. Out. Well, thank you. No, I feel good. I'm good.
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 Good day.
Good day.
Shh. Let's get to news.
Good news, everyone.
News team, assemble!
Wishing he'd come by and bring me some good news.
WordPress news this week. Actually, to me, the most interesting one just popped up today. I posted about it on the site. The PadPress plugin, which is relatively new, and it makes your WordPress blog behave like the Flipboard app. To two sides to it. One, like, it got some coverage in the past week or so because it's kind of out more than it has been in the past. They released CoverPad, which is the sort of Flipboard-like theme for the plugin. And the Flipboard co-founder called them out on Twitter and said that what they were doing was pathetic, which is kind of interesting.
Yay, pathetic. I couldn't have come up with a better word.
Well, technically, he called the plugin lazy, uncreative, and pathetic. And that's all.
That's so much better.
Yeah. Ouch. So the way the plugin works, like, you turn it on, it's like $50. It's a commercial plugin. And
it's still GPL, though.
Yeah, it's still GPL. But they can still charge for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's active on your site, and anybody visiting from an iPad gets, like, an HTML5 CSS3 interaction with the site that basically does look a lot like the Flipboard app, which I play around with a lot, and it's really cool, so it's interesting to see it come to WordPress this way. So to me, the real conversation piece here is, what about Flipboard? Like, what is their reaction? Was that warranted? Was that an asshole thing to do? I mean, is the plugin lazy, uncreative, and pathetic?
I don't think so. I think it's like a PR move to call somebody out in that way. Like, I don't think...
Right.
Maybe he really does feel that passionately about it, but it doesn't seem like it warranted it, really.
Yeah, I thought it was uncalled for to say it was pathetic and uncreative. I mean, if anything, I would be flattered about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like you can own the patent on a design concept. I mean, it's a concept.
Right. Yeah, and which is kind of ironic because there were kind of legal questions that arose with Flipboard even, just
right.
because of how it works with site content. I wouldn't assume that they were going to come after them for using their idea at all.
No, I don't think so
either.
They
seem a little pissed.
Yeah, I mean, they're pissed. I mean, if somebody did that to something I had made, I don't think I would be pissed about it, to be honest with you. I'd be like, hey, you know what? If it was cool enough that someone decided to do something that's similar and extend this idea, I think I'd be all right with it.
Yeah, after we emailed the guy behind the PadPress plugin, his name's Jason. We emailed him and asked him for a response to Evan Dahl's comment, which is on Twitter, the lazy, uncreative, and pathetic one. And he responded, he said, the point of the plugin was to show that the browser can be pushed in terms of design and what's possible due to HTML5, CSS3, etc. Flipboard is by far one of the, if not the most breathtaking content apps, except it's done as a native app. So we set the bar high and said, what if we could recreate the spirit of Flipboard, but on the web? And he says that it's about HTML5 and web over native apps when it comes to the content on the tablet, and it's not PadPress versus Flipboard. Which I think is a good point.
It is a good point.
It's a good
response. So, yeah. Yeah. Thought that was kind of interesting. We've got a review copy, so we'll get a review up soon. See how it works. I mean, the videos, it seems like it's kind of the downside to HTML5 stuff in general. It definitely seems a lot like Flipboard, but it's also slower. Like, you definitely
right.
see some of the sluggishness that comes from, like, a web app like that. But it seems cool.
Lazy, uncreative, and pathetic.
That's what
just
it seems like.
Like. You.
No, I was going to say, how many of us have heard that?
It's
I hear about it every day.
No.
Aaron?
Sorry, Aaron, if you ever listen to this.
Oh, no. We also put up a review today of the new WooThemes iPhone app, which is
Ooh.
One of... Is that the way to respond?
Yes. Woo!
It was actually, so it's two parts, and it was announced last week. We just got a review up with it today because we didn't have any advance notice of it. The Woo Themes app is coupled with a plugin, or you can use one of the Woo Themes themes. And the iPhone app, it's $5, and it basically gives you a Tumblr-like interface to posting to WordPress. There's a partnership between Woo Themes and Kenobi Studios, so Woo Themes isn't also making apps now. They just partnered with them. But JD posted the review today, and it seems pretty positive. It seems pretty cool. The only thing that downside he really noted was to say that he wishes he could use it for normal blogging and not just for quotes, pictures, images, right, stuff like that. I mean, I don't know of any other. I mean, you guys are mainly Android-based. Mm-hmm. Are there a lot of, like, blog apps, like, for connecting to sites or WordPress or even your site? Like,
there's an app for our site specifically.
Did you guys make that?
Kind of.
The
app for WordPress is open source, so right, we had to go in and make some changes as to how it works, because we turned off XML RPC.
Okay.
So, you know, we had to make some changes as to the technical way that it actually works, but, you know, we have a specific app, and the WordPress app, you know, is on Android, BlackBerry, and everywhere else. But as far as, like, actual apps go that aren't made by the core developers at WordPress or the mobile team, I don't really know of any. So this seems like a pretty cool app.
Yeah,
makes me kind of wish, you know, I hadn't gotten rid of all my iOS devices, because it does look really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty slick.
I guess I'm just going to have to go buy an iPad.
Looks like you need one. Well, you should wait and get the new one.
That's what we've established. Yeah,
when
I'm just going to wait.
Coming out?
They'll be announced soon, I bet.
When did the original iPad come out? Was it January, February?
It was around then, yeah.
Something like that.
And I'm guessing that they're going to... If I was Apple, I would maybe announce it at least right before Christmas. I mean,
right.
Well, but do they have? Well, yeah, I guess they do. The only announcements that they do for products like that are like, this is coming, you can order it in 7 days or whatever.
Right.
But lately, they've been saying this is available and you can order it today.
Well, that's
but it might not ship for like a month or something.
Right, and that's what they did with like the new iLife. I mean, it was like, hey, bam, it's available, because you know you could go to Best Buy later that day, and it was like, hey, they got it, sweet.
Cool. Well, yeah, check out the review. It's up on the site now, and it seems neat. We'll have to get JD on here sometime to actually talk about it more. There are two theme frameworks that were released in the past week that are really, I think, worth talking about together. The one is Hybrid Core from Justin Tadlock of Theme Hybrid, and the other one is Platform Pro from PageLines. What I like talking about with theme frameworks is how each one seems specific to the developer that made it, and each one kind of carries a different development philosophy. With these two, Hybrid Core has been in the works for a while and seems to sort of be different than other themes in that it doesn't encourage necessarily using it to make child themes with. It actually seems to encourage you to take the and I know this may be getting too technical to be interesting, but to take the main theme and create another parent theme with it and then create child themes off of that, whereas PageLines is like a drag-and-drop, almost builder-esque theme that seems to be serving maybe two different kinds of people. But really what's worth talking about, and I don't know whether you guys caught this or not.
I downloaded Hybrid Core today, so started playing
play around
with it.
With it at all?
Yeah,
I actually haven't played with it, aside from a quick look.
It's actually pretty cool, and I like the concept, so...
I'm going to mute it. I'm just going to have it playing in the background. The Platform Pro guys did a very Apple-like announcement, which the internet may suffer here. They did a very like Apple iPhone 4-like announcement that even got published over on TechCrunch and got a lot of kind of weird criticism for it being a lot of... Maybe it won't even play. That's lame. But it got a lot of criticism for being a big launch announcement for what is ultimately a WordPress theme. But it's cool. I mean, I think we've kind of played with the format before. So,
was it the different camera angles?
Yeah. Well, it's Apple-like. It's like, yeah, there
okay.
you go. Like, it's the same like music. If I was playing music, but it's stuttering anyway, so it wouldn't be any good. But it's all these like you know guys talking about how revolutionary or whatever this theme is. It's kind of funny. But you also don't see people making stuff like this for WordPress themes that often.
And this is for PageLines, right?
Yeah, Page.
Which I haven't had a chance to really look at, but it—I mean, it looks cool.
We're
overall.
Still waiting on a review copy. I haven't played with it either. It's Page Lines is I think $50 or $60. It might even be more than that. So it is a commercial one.
And it's the drag and drop and
yeah.
See, that seems like that would be good to get in the hands of people who are maybe new to the whole concept of creating your own theme or child theme or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. That seems like that could be really powerful.
Yeah, drag and drop I think would be nice for clients to use if you give them, which I think Carrington Build was similar to this.
Yeah.
When it was announced probably 6 or 8 weeks ago now, in that you could sort of designate sections of code that would be drag and drop, so people could sort of lay out their page based on the elements you gave them. So it could be similar to that. Like I said, I haven't played around a lot with it because we haven't gotten it yet. But those two came out this week. Should get reviews up soon. And I want to skip down to what happened on the WP Hackers mailing list this weekend, because I think that's probably interesting. Even though I didn't get a chance to put up a post about it or put it in the show notes, so probably all of us are... Unless you just happen to catch it and like look it up, you probably don't know anything about it. I think maybe just Ray, because he actually added it to the list. Right. I was like, oh, that's interesting, but that was earlier today. I didn't have time. So since you read about it first, Ray, what's going on the hackers list?
Basically, I don't remember who exactly had brought it up, but there are a lot of Easter eggs in WordPress, and right. One of them in particular is, you know, while you're doing post revisions, at some point you will see a matrix has you. You know, a little Easter egg, something fun. And I mean, as a developer...
I think that pops up if you try to compare a post to itself.
Right.
If you try to compare two post revisions of the same thing.
Right.
Right.
You know, as a developer, Easter eggs are fun. They make life a little less boring. I mean, when you get to hide that stuff in there. But it came up for a particular guy that he had set up a site for... A client who did try to do that and saw that and did not think it was funny. You know, they were freaked out by it. I mean, they were probably
oh my god,
the Matrix really has me.
Google is going to their website.
Yeah, Google's going to steal their website. Exactly, kind of people.
Is Google
going to
shut me down?
That was, what was that from? That was from Detroit.
Detroit. Day one.
One of the people in the audience asked if they should avoid Google Analytics because Google would steal their site or shut their site down.
Shut it down.
I thought it was steal.
Doesn't matter. Steal
and shut it down.
Steal and shut down. I mean, if they steal it, they're probably going to shut it down.
Right.
good point.
It's true.
That's just how Apple does it.
That's yeah.
Oh. So I guess where it started off, like that, pretty much takes up to speed to the discussion. But I think, really, the question. It got a lot broader than that.
So yeah.
Kind of became a discussion about what should and shouldn't be in WordPress.
Should
Easter eggs be in because they're going to freak out the lowest common denominator of people, you know, or should everything be an option?
Well,
should it be?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, the discussion has gotten to the point where it's like, well, we should have an option, a global option somewhere to shut these sort of fun things off. And the thing that I always think about when a debate like this has come up, and I know it has before, like with Hello Dolly.
Right.
Is do we strip the fun things that makes WordPress unique, you know, that makes their development style unique, their haikus and whatnot? Do we get rid of that stuff to be more professional? That's a real word. I made it up. Trademark.
It's important to be professionable.
It is. Do we get rid of that
stuff?
It's
good because it's not professional, but it's professionable. Like,
yes.
You're capable
yeah.
of being professional.
But
yeah.
you're not.
But you're not. But you're not.
We are very professionable.
We are.
With all
we
of
appear
this.
To be, but...
I like that.
So, Lash is really going to start using that in day-to-day.
Professional.
But, sorry, I have cotton mouth really bad.
No, it happens. Yeah, I don't know what to think about it. I mean, the three ideas that seemed to be presented the most was, number one, take out all Easter eggs.
Right.
Which seems probably to be an extreme thing to do.
Yeah.
Especially since that's probably the only one I think that's easily found.
Right.
The second one was, which I think is a better idea, make the Easter eggs harder to find. Like, don't make it something that's going to happen because somebody makes a mistake. Which,
right.
Comparing a post revision to itself is making a mistake. You know, that should be like, hey, you can't do this.
Right. It's sort of like the Easter eggs that were hidden in, like, Excel and stuff. Like, you had to specifically go out and look... the commands and everything up to get into something.
Right.
It wasn't just something that happened.
Who remembers the Konami code? Anybody?
Rao probably does.
Come on. You remember. You don't?
Explain yourself.
I know what you're talking about. I don't remember.
Well, then back me up here so I don't seem like a crazy person. Oh,
well,
you guys don't know?
It's like, a lot more fun than this.
He's lost his mind.
He's been possessed.
He's been possessed.
And almost three. No, but like to you know, people have suggested, well, put it behind something like that. Put it, you know, certain keystrokes to make it sharp,
right,
so the people in the know find it, but people don't accidentally find
right
it.
Like Facebook has an Easter egg if you push certain keystrokes.
What would these be
on the news?
Like,
feed.
What are you talking about?
I don't remember it right off the top of my head.
What's
but
it do?
It
yeah. Like what kind of Easter? What
it does animations on the news feed.
Really?
Do you
yeah.
need to show us this tonight?
Huh? Yeah, I'll have to.
So we need to just pull this up and just start banging keys.
But yeah, I mean, it's a very well hidden, you know, only people who work at Facebook really know about it. But you know, it's stuff like that. You have to know.
Mm-hmm. Which I think, like, Easter eggs aren't a big deal. Like, I
right.
think they're a good thing to have. It's just, it becomes more of a discussion, not so much about this one particular instance, because it's not that big a deal. It
right.
shows you some Matrix stuff, and it's over, and, you know, no big
what
deal.
Did you?
But really a larger discussion about what should go into the core
right.
and what shouldn't.
I kind of feel like the core developers are the ones who, I mean, I know that everyone is like, this is the WordPress community, the community, the community. I feel like the core developers should have some leeway onto what is going to make core and what's not. I mean, they are the core developers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Steve Jobs doesn't go out and poll everybody before
right.
they add something new. He just does it, and, you know, we say it's magical.
Right.
He just does it and then tells everybody they're wrong when they say it doesn't work.
Right. That's funny, because when we got our iMac, we've got our time capsule. There was a specific
yep.
instruction in the time capsule box. It was like, if you have a 2.5 gigahertz phone, it was like, this may interfere with the time capsule. And their solution wasn't like, change this setting or something. It literally said, go buy a new phone.
Really?
Yes. It was like go purchase a different phone. And I was like, you know what? I like it.
Well, it's just like, you know, the antenna causes a problem, hold it a different way.
Yeah,
you know?
You're holding it wrong.
Well, obviously. You know, that's clear.
No, but, I mean, seriously, the core developers should be the guys that are determining what's in core, I think. And
well, it's open source, which
right.
people can contribute, but that doesn't make it a democracy.
Exactly.
Like, that still means that people who have been with it the longest and have contributed more are going to have more say. I mean, you guys are going to listen to your customers' ideas, and it's a different sort of situation, but you're not going to do whatever they say.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, this kind of makes me think of the whole camel case and automatically doing it in core. Like, should that be a core feature? It doesn't matter. I mean, it's them. They ultimately
so just to
decide.
Just to give some context, he's talking about the camel case. This is a while ago. This is like 2-3 months ago.
Yeah.
I think it was before we even relaunched WP Candy. Which sucks because it would have been fun to cover it.
Yeah.
So they put a function into WordPress, which if you misspelled WordPress, if you spelled WordPress with a lowercase p, because
mm-hmm.
there's two capitals in it,
mm-hmm.
it would automatically change it. Which is a simple thing, and it's kind of like, you know, cute, fun. You know, they're kind of, it was
yeah.
like the function was called capital P, dang it. Like, the point was,
right.
you know, get it right, because a lot of people make mistakes. And this sort of escalated, similar to this idea with the Easter eggs, escalated to the point where people are saying, you've now introduced functions into it that are actually changing what I write. That are actually changing. This is what people were saying. I'm not. I'm just saying that people were saying this is
yeah,
too much for a core to do.
Uh-huh.
And granted, it's good for people to be maybe too sensitive to those kinds of ideas. Like that, you know, everybody needs that. I think the examples were if someone had made a post in the past saying, here's how you spell WordPress, here's not how you spell WordPress, all of those posts were now broken because you can't actually spell, not without changing it, but I mean,
right, yeah.
by default, it's going to change all of your stuff. It gets silly if you're talking about it on a minute scale, but maybe larger. You know,
yeah, it was WordPress, capital P, dang it.
Yeah, it was capital P, dang it. Which I think is still in. I know you can remove it, like with a function call or whatever. But.
Right, and that's what these people are asking us for, function calls to remove stuff. And
yeah,
I'm kind of okay with adding a function to maybe remove different things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it give people the option to turn it off, but I don't think that means
taking
rid of
stuff
it.
Out just because somebody gets offended.
Right,
is a terrible
right.
idea.
Yeah, well, just because somebody says, "Hey, this could cause a problem in this one use case."
Right. And this, and I mean, if they budge on this, this opens the door to, well, what else does somebody not like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, should we take completely out of WordPress?
Right. Well, I think we beat that one to death.
We did.
Okay.
You did good.
Easter eggs are good.
Yeah, Easter
yes.
eggs.
I do love Easter eggs. You know what I love more than Easter eggs? the candy that comes with Easter.
You know, these Easter eggs kind of, you know, I was sitting there and I was doing some really in-depth thinking. It's like when you were playing Mortal Kombat as a kid, you didn't know the buttons and you're just pressing them. Then all of a sudden, you know, you shoot the lightning bolt or you do a mega combo and you're just like, holy bananas.
Holy bananas.
You know, can you imagine 5-year-old Eric feeling, holy bananas.
I just imagine
he looked exactly
imagine him exactly as he is in like the 1950s Leave It to Beaver, like black and white. Holy bananas. That'd be awesome. At least we have an episode title now.
Holy bananas.
It's okay though, because the podcast is now marked as explicit, so you can go nuts if you want.
Alright,
it is now.
You're welcome.
That's our fault.
Well, I figured it was a useless fight to try to keep up.
Yeah. Well, I tried.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. Two, like, inside baseball pieces of news. One, if you get a chance to check it out, I was on another podcast last week, the WordPress Community Podcast with Yost DeValk, and that was kind of interesting.
I listened to that.
Really just talked a lot about us. So, yeah. Really only interesting if you really like WP Candy and want to hear about where it came from.
I really like WP Candy. I don't like Ryan, so it was really difficult for me.
I know, that'll cause problems.
It did.
I have issues with that, too.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I've never actually listened to the WordPress Community Podcast, so now they've got a new listener.
Yes. Yeah, they like the site. They use it for news, apparently, so...
The Ryan Immel bump.
That's a Ryan Immel bump.
Oh, I'm excited about it. People, we need a video version so people can see the elation that was in my face.
Yes.
And then the devastation when I realized what you were doing. That's brutal. And we also have, inside stuff, we have a new video opener for all of our videos. We actually posted...
It's dead sexy.
It is awesome. Thanks to the guys at Think Mojo for helping us with that. We have two examples of it today. There's actually a post on the site that will show the making of it, which is like a screencast video of like the process of putting
that
it together.
That was really cool.
Which is neat. And there's also an interview that we posted today, which is the first time we've actually been able to use the graphics, and that was an interview with Jason Schuler of Press 75 and Theme Garden. That just went up a couple hours ago.
I feel like you should go back and edit Justin and I's video.
We're gonna re-edit all of them. There's only about half a dozen that we posted.
The new WP Candy intro in it. And then
B,
just like if it's possible, just put like demonic horns coming out of me through the whole episode. Yeah.
I figured I'd put some sort of a Nazi flag in the background.
Oh no.
That wasn't me. No. You're making all the Mind Fury jokes.
It's right. Being outrageous.
It's okay when we say it, Ryan.
Eric, have you seen the animation?
It is
Eric's animation.
Alright, well.
So now there's gonna be like a 30-second pause and you're just gonna hear Eric freaking out.
Yeah, I think so. Here. We need
he doesn't need the sound.
Maybe. Yeah, you don't need sound. There's some cool sound behind it, but I think it might take it a second.
I'll simulate the sound.
Apparently it loads up a lot. Well, I paused it because I was surprised that it went, but I think it might. Alright, so now it's playing.
And I'm watching right now.
This is quality entertainment.
I am.
Isn't it pretty awesome?
Completely infatuated with this. This is wonderful.
Did it blow you?
Yeah.
Away?
Yeah. It completely just blew me. And that was wonderful. I love it.
Sebastian did an awesome job.
That was
that's really
cool. It's a really cool making of, but it's a long form kind of opener, so we can use it for certain videos, and there's a shorter version we can use too. It's just like the last few seconds. But
it's really cool.
Yeah,
I was impressed.
Yeah.
It's the making of
all. Did it on Windows too.
Very cool.
Yeah, he's brave. He's a brave man.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Ooh, Mojo, nice.
Our next thing we have to get done is my specific opener, Justin Bell opener, that I'm going to play before I come into any room.
Stop it. No. No. That's terrible.
I didn't anticipate the racism.
You should have. You made a mistake. Oh. Yeah, no, we'll use it for all of them, for any of the posts that you write on the site.
I'm going to walk out for the podcast.
I still love you.
I love you too, yeah. Justin.
Justin number two.
Oh, wow. So I think that's the end of news. This is the part of the podcast where we bring up mentions and anything from email, which we don't have this week.
Do people just not like you guys?
You know, writing an email is a lot of work.
It is. It is.
I wouldn't, you know, demand that.
I'll send you one right now.
You know what? That'd be a start. We just start emailing. Make it from another address so at least you fool me.
Okay.
Ray Gilpress HQ.
It'll be a love letter.
But yeah, if you do want your email read on the podcast, it's podcast@wpcandy.com.
Dramatically read by Mr. Lash, I think.
I think people will do it.
Yeah, they want to hear him dramatically read it.
And I would love to do that. We could start that. It'll be its own little segment.
It should be.
All right. Well, done and done.
Emails with Eric.
You're welcome.
Emails with Eric. It's kind of
you're title, welcome, America. We need a bumper for that.
We do.
Just him saying emails with Eric. Different tone. We'll have him work up an opener for us. But yeah, podcast@wpcandy.com, or you can @reply us @wpcandy. And that brings us to WordPress picks, which I hear some of you guys actually have this time, which is cool.
Yeah. Right.
Why don't you go first, Sir Lash?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think you should go first.
Very good. Very good. Well, this week I chose Gorilla Themes. I was very impressed with it. They have some themes that fit nicely, obviously, with homeowners, open house themes. Obviously, that's what they were marketing there on their front page. Also, getting to what really caught my eye and brought me to...
What's he doing?
To fall in love with Gorilla Themes, not only the wonderful work they have in the way everything's set up, but was a stunning picture of Miss Shannon Elizabeth. For those of you who don't know, it was on the Celebrity Press theme that they had there, an option that I grew quite fond of.
I'm pulling it up now.
That's fine. it's a similar setup as the first round fitness as far as the scrolling goes and some of the.
Is this right? Gorilla Themes, right?
Yes, Gorilla
Themes.
Okay,
Gorilla Themes. I think they're only a year or so old.
They're relatively young.
So, Gorilla Magic add to your. So, which theme is it that has you?
Celebrity Press.
So
yeah, and even if you click the demo, you're able to watch the Maxim video. So, anybody interested in that, I would definitely check that out.
Well, that's,
Eric
that's as good a
full
read.
Review on Celebrity Press.
Yeah, we should expect a review on the site really soon.
It'll be the most well-written piece he's ever had.
I can't really. Here we go. Okay.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I can't really think of a better reason to buy a theme. I mean,
it's true.
Right.
So I should go to the live demo, straight to that.
Yeah. Just bam.
Yeah. Live demo. It's terrific. You know.
So Gorilla Themes has figured out how to sell themes then.
Yeah. To people like Eric.
To people like Eric.
Got to find your market. Works.
And it. Shannon, if you are listening out there, you can get me at eric@wpcandy.com.
How can she follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, how can she follow you on Twitter?
Sir Lash.
At Sir Lash.
Well, it looks like if you were trying to do a celebrity news site, that would be...
No, yeah. It's pretty sweet. Cool themes for...
So there's...
For giving.
It's still loading niches, you know, because
with the homeowners and...
Oh, I see.
Right.
Yeah, it's right there, the play button.
I think I'm going to write a WordPress celebrity
site. While we're bringing this up, though, just a little 90s television trivia section here. Shannon Elizabeth did play Cindy in the 1997 television hit series Step by Step.
In case
you were wondering, yeah. Yeah, as well as Nadia in American Pie 1 and American Pie 2.
That I know.
That everybody knows.
Wait, which one was in Step by Step? Was that like one of the recurring...
That must have been a guest. She wasn't like on it all the time, was she?
Says she's on all the time, Cindy.
I loved whoever the tomboy like sister was. Maybe it was her. Maybe I've always.
You know,
been
she was like 12, right?
Well, I was like 9, so I think it's okay. That's cool. I said I still love her so much.
I have the DVD. So.
Whoa!
She had guest appearances though in that 70s show as well.
Just in case you were waiting for the continuation of the Iron Man robot. Fantastic.
Oh, finish it up, buddy.
Yeah, no, what else was she in?
Jay and Silent Bob.
Great movie. I love the end of that movie.
Me too.
Yeah.
I hope I someday have money and can find all the people who pissed me off.
One, two, three. We're all screwed.
But yeah,
well, thank you, Ash. That's great. Gorilla themes.
Gorilla themes. Yes. Check it out. And, very good stuff.
And Shannon.
And so, yeah, we'll leave it at that.
All right.
Your turn.
Who wants to go next?
Any shout outs? Guild Press?
Yeah, what does Guild Press pick besides themselves?
Which is fine. This is fine selection.
So you're on like 6 weeks in a row, and every week it's guildpress.com.
I've just got them bamboozled. All you can think about is Shannon.
It's true.
I don't know how you could follow that. That was actually. That's a really tough one.
Yeah, I feel like I can't. I'm sorry. I know I had a pick last week. So.
I know, yeah. It's not. How about you, Rao?
I got nothing.
We're all just floored with Shannon's
PA. All right.
Yeah, I'm not.
Avella, you have one?
Photocrity. That's photo, C-R-A-T-I.
That's a theme, right?
It's a theme company.
Oh, it's a theme company.
Yeah. The photography themes, if that's what you're into, that's what you need, I think they do a really good job. We put those into Theme Finder from the beginning.
Yeah.
And those themes are just awesome.
Like you sounds familiar. Use for I think them. I've looked at them before.
Yeah, I think I have too.
They're still pulling out.
They're a quality network here.
They're all Theme Finder,
really solid.
Right?
Yeah, they're all Theme Finder.
Sorry,
I remember this. I've looked at these.
Yep. The only thing I know why you looked at them.
You do know why I looked at
them. He just messaged me.
Are you a photographer?
No.
Do you client know work?
I know a few. Yeah.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Oh. Client work.
Client work.
Client work, I see.
That client just emailed, texted me.
Justin, do they have multiple themes or is it just the one?
Multiple themes, yeah. The tough part about their site is you have to go to the top right.
Yeah. Oh, photography WordPress themes.
Yeah.
Then you get into it, so it's not.
And then they have to scroll.
Navigation issues.
You have to scroll to the bottom of this page to find them, but the themes are really nice.
Gotcha. Cool.
Very cool.
That is cool.
Oh, they have a lot of them too. Wow, 3, 6, 9. So they have like 15 themes.
15. It says it right up there.
15 themes. Or you can count to like me.
Yeah, we all know how my math is.
It's true.
I get to,
one person at 30 million is 3 million.
Oh, that's a throwback.
It is. To last week.
For shame.
For shame.
Okay, well, I think for my pick, I'm actually going to recycle the one that I used on the WordPress Community Podcast because I think it's worth mentioning here again. And that pick is something we use on WP Candy to do something that I don't see a lot of places doing just because I think the plugin may be a little bit obscure. The plugin is called Post Revision Display. And what it does is, and we use this on every one of the posts on the site. You can see it underneath the main content. There's a link for post revisions with a show, or the link says show. And what it does is if there have been any changes to the post since it was published, it shows them underneath, like with links, so that you can compare what was done before. And so we like this for two counts. One is that it's nice because it's sort of a transparent way of blogging where any changes that are made after the fact, it's easy for anybody to pull up and see, especially for the news and stuff. We think that's the right way to do it. And it's also nice because we can make changes to it over time as new information becomes available without having to add big bold letters with update number 2, update number 3, which doesn't happen a lot, but the times that it does, it's nice to just be able to change it and make it the new post while people still have the option to see what it was originally.
It is a cool plugin.
Yeah, Post Revision Display. I forget who made it, but it is on the plugin directory, so you can find it there.
Probably going to have to get that.
Should get it.
Everybody should.
I'm going to get it all night long.
Oh, gosh.
It's definitely a niche thing, but... So yeah, I think that about does it, right?
Yeah,
pretty good.
I made a reminder for myself to mention because we haven't the past what is this number 8? So the past 7 podcasts we haven't. if you get a chance and you like anything about the podcast,
maybe you give us 5 stars so we'll quit making them.
There you go. Go to the podcast in iTunes and leave us a review, rate it. It really is helpful for people trying to find podcasts about WordPress. Helps people find us, and it makes us feel all warm and fuzzy for people liking this.
We need friends.
If I don't see a 5-star review by the end of the week, I'm literally going to drive my Oh my god.
What happened?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was making some grand claim.
Well, look at the desk in front of him.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah.
No, that...
I will drive my car into a tree.
Okay, so is this supposed to entice dramatic. People to review or not leave a review? Because maybe they don't
crap.
Like you.
We have a problem.
He'll do
I'm
going to
definitely
way.
Get a picture of this, so.
Oh, that's important.
That way, you know.
So just so that people know, and since we are an explicit podcast now, Sir Lash on Twitter has, and the reason that Ray broke down is he has positioned a folded sheet of paper and two wadded up pieces of paper in the shape of a penis on the table in front of Ray, and that's why he lost it, because he is a child.
No, it was more so the drinking off. Of the paper.
Oh, I see. The motions. Yeah. The motions, yes. Along with the...
Complete it.
We are so professional.
That's a complete lie.
Yeah. I have the never picture happened. Proof. I mean, like, I could post it.
They did just take a picture.
Anybody could have put that
together. That could have been your screen, but, you know, you didn't decide to do one last week.
We did.
The Segway one was too far, wasn't
right.
it?
Right. I think we're going to stick with it. I think we're going to stick with the art that we have now.
Anybody ever heard of it?
Eric's just doing some origami, he said.
Some origami.
It's an Eastern art.
It's an Eastern, yeah.
It's getting out of hand.
Yes, that usually is.
There goes our five-star review.
Sorry, guys.
It's like you're driving into a tree. You can follow Justin Vella on Twitter at Justin D. Vella.
That's correct.
I don't think I can get all of these right. Rao, what about you? Is it just Justin Rao, right?
Yes, at Justin Rao.
Eric at...
No.
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 What?
You can follow Eric at Sir Lash on Twitter.
Yeah, you can follow me at Sir Lash.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Sir Lash.
Don't forget to send your emails, too.
It is, but it's at Sir Lash.
You can follow me personally at Ryan Immel, but you should also follow WP Candy at WP Candy for updates about the site, podcast, and more craziness like this.
Please email with Eric next week. I want to
hear
Eric.
Yes,
I
like,
hope
we need
mean
this
too. Write a mean review of this.
Yeah. Particularly if you don't like what we're doing. I think that's what we want to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Because I want to hear the rage build in Eric's voice.
I don't want to anger him. We're the only ones here in the room with him.
True.
I'm afraid of what might happen. All right, cool.
Bye.
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 Oh.